We're going to call the personnel meeting to order at 5:30. JC is running a little bit late, so I'm going to start for her. Is there any amendments you'd like to see on the agenda or any questions about the agenda? Or is there a motion to accept the agenda as is?
I move to accept.
Is there a second? So,
that's Melissa. Yes.
And who said second? Okay.
Tina, any further discussion? Hearing none, I'll call for a vote. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. The agenda stays as is. Next on the agenda on our agenda is approval of the minutes from the July 16th meeting. Were there any questions or additions to the minutes?
I'll make a motion to approve those.
Tina?
I'll second.
Second? Aye. And is there any other discussion about the minutes? Hearing none, I'll call for a vote. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
And Carrie, so that was Lynn on the second.
Yep.
She's a quick learner here. So next, we had a lot of policies to look over. Were there any questions on those policies? This is an action item. I just had a little bit of a question on the smoking one, on the 2K1, about if that included, marijuana. But it's just smoking and vaping. And there's a cannabis policy that we have that we approved last year. So it's you want to?
Yes, and there's a drug and alcohol policy and something else. I don't know which one it is specifically that addresses cannabis. And all those are still
coming. Okay.
Yep.
So it'll be future.
I had a question, Jane.
Go ahead, Lynn.
The staff association elimination.
What number is that?
2T.
2T. Okay.
It is an artifact of what we were before we were a unionized environment.
Oh,
and so it hasn't. We'll have to update the grievance policy, too, because it specifically cites a spot where the staff association plays a role, but that takes a little more untangling. But at this point, the only employees who are eligible to serve on a grievance committee on behalf of the staff association are the guys in IT, which puts them in a weird spot. So we feel like it'd be better to just move forward without it. It has not been active in a really long time.
Great question, Lynn.
I did have a question.
Yes, go ahead, Tina.
2F1, offensive behavior.
2F1.
The added working off the clock and not reporting time worked. Imagine that has to deal with union stuff, too. I mean, probably, or what prompted adding that to the list?
You want to speak to that, Nicole?
Amy asked me about it, and it seems logical. And so we added it. Just having people that aren't salaried, I'm running to Target to get household goods, and then while I'm here, I'm also going to pick up things for story time.
Oh, I see.
And so we really want to avoid, if you're going to be doing library business, especially as an hourly employee, you need to be doing library business. That's it, not intermingling it with other things that you may be doing.
Okay, so kind of when you need to absolutely clock off and clock back on. Right.
And then this is a way that we can point to.
Right there it says.
So what?
Yes. Okay, thank you for the clarification.
Yep.
Okay. Any other questions on those policies updates? Hearing none, I'll call for a vote. Is there a motion to accept those as is?
Go ahead, Melissa.
I'll second it.
Okay, so Tina's first and Missy is second.
Was it Tina or Lynn?
Lynn.
Okay.
We'll do Lynn.
They're all waving.
Lynn
around.
And then Melissa. Okay.
So any further discussion on that? Hearing none, I'll call for a vote to accept all those policies. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. So I'm just going to finish off the meeting, even if JC's here. The next meeting is to be determined, and I will adjourn the meeting at 5:36.